Brilliance Audio.
The Highland Fling by Megan Quinn. Performed by Paula Naderhorst and Anthony Ferguson.
Bonnie.
You a tourist?
Like I said, that's none of your concern. I suggest you leave before I put this broom to good use.
You gonna sweep me away? I'd like to see you try with those scrawny arms.
Don't be too quick to judge. I pack a heavy punch. I could blow you right out of your shoes. The stranger crosses his arms over his brawny chest and studies me, his devilish green gaze roaming my body. It feels like his eyes are a sponge, soaking up every last inch of me until I'm completely dry. Uneasy and exposed, though never one to back down, I attempt to provide him the same treatment, but it just makes me weak in the knees. My, my, my.
Get your fill?
He asks, startling me out of my swoon and right back into defense mode. I should ask the same of you, I say, stepping closer and brandishing my broom.
Nothing I haven't seen before.
He answers with such boredom in his voice that I'm mildly insulted. You're rude, I snap.
I know.
Okay, well, at least we're on the same page about that. It would behoove you to leave the premises before I call the cops.
Aye. And what's the number for the cops?
He challenges, with a triumphant glint in his eyes, though his lips remain flat, unaffected. I roll my teeth over my lip, my stomach dropping. I really didn't do any research before I came here. That was not smart on my end. 911?
Idiot tourists,
he mumbles, shaking his head. He pushes off the counter and his chest meets the bristles of the broom.
Get dressed and leave. I'm sure Fenella doesn't want you staying longer than you're supposed to.
I'm supposed to stay for 6 months, I shoot back. One brow cocks to the sky.
What?
6 months, I repeat, holding my chest high, glad my towel has yet to even loosen. I'll be staying here in this cottage, so if you would please leave, that would be...
What the hell are you doing here for 6 months?
Why are you so nosy? His chest presses deeper into the bristles. Stand tall, Bonnie. Don't let him intimidate you.
Because Fenella is my ma, and I want to know why you're staying in her cottage.
Oh, my God. This is Rowan?
Rowan. So, Leith, tell me all the dirty details about Rowan. Bonnie jabs a thumb toward me. How do you know each other? Best mates since we were wee lads. Oh, so you know a lot. Has he always been this grumpy? Aye, he points his fingers at my brow. See that crinkle between his eyes? It's been there since he was 5. Don't let him fool you, Isla speaks up, giving my shoulder a squeeze. Rowan might be grumpy, but he has a heart of gold. Is that so? Bonnie asks. I have yet to see this heart of gold. Nay, you saw it when I picked you up by your breeks and hauled you into the cottage. You tossed me on the floor. Where's this story going? Leith asks, rubbing his hands together. The numpty thought she could get water out of the well, but instead she summoned a wave of bats. I arrived just as they were. Bonnie, how did you put it? Trying to suck her blood? They were. I felt fangs. I roll my eyes. I took care of it. Tossed me around like a wet rag. You're welcome. I tip my beer in her direction. Leith looks between us. Is it just me, or am I sensing some sexual tension between the two of you? Nope. Dakota raises a hand. I've been feeling it for the past 2 hours. Isla smiles over at her. I feel it too. It's practically bouncing off them. With a sly grin, Bonnie tilts her head to the side. Do you find me attractive, Kilty? Without skipping a beat, I say, if I found the Loch Ness Monster attractive, then yes.
Bonnie's eyes narrow. Leith claps his hands and laughs, while Dakota and Isla both chuckle and sip their drinks.
"Well, in case you were wondering, you're pretty revolting yourself," she snaps.
"I wasn't wondering," I see, only pissing her off even more. Though I couldn't really care less what she thinks.